Two Greek bishops are being accused by a world jury as being anti-Semites for simply telling the truth. Appearing last week on the largest television station in Greece, Mega TV, a bishop seraphim blamed Jewish bankers led by the Rothschilds and George Soros for Greece's financial woes in their attempts to enslave Greece and Orthodox Christianity. The bishop also accused world Jewry of trying to destroy the family unit by promoting same-sex marriages. Another Greek bishop, the New York Times reports, a bishop Anthimos, is preaching the very same message from his pulpit in Salonika. You see, the entire financial world knows that the Rothschilds and George Soros can manipulate national economies and bring down the euro and the dollar at will. And the Jewry's most powerful Jewish organization, the Anti-Defamation League, with offices across the globe, are promoting through their early childhood learning program books like Daddy's New Roommate, Another Man, and its sequel, Daddy's Wedding, Daddy Marries His Male Roommate, targeting ages kindergarten through fifth grade. But what's good for the goose, the goyim, isn't good for the gander. Jewry abhors the idea of homosexuality and lesbianism for their own in their quest of the propagation of their race. Yet, in spite of these facts voiced by the bishops, the American Jewish Committee is calling for the defrocking of these bishops. But with all the bishops of the Greek Orthodox Church sharing equal authority, having no pope over them, they will not apologize, their words will stand, and their positions will remain intact. These bishops know that the same American Jewish Committee persuaded former Greek Prime Minister Kostas Samitis, also a Jew, from removing the designation Orthodox Christian from the majority of Greek citizens' ID card. But the American Jewish Committee, what they forced Greece to do, would never foist it upon Israel, whose ID cards give preferential treatment to those designated Jewish over those designated Christian and Muslim. As president of the Brother Nathaniel Foundation, we are engaged in exposing the hypocrisy of world Jewry and bringing to an end their suppression of the truth. The anti-Semites of today will certainly be the heroes of tomorrow. And like those bishops, I want to be a hero. What about you?